on your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Green campaigners and local councils have vowed to launch a legal challenge after MPs voted overwhelmingly in favour of expanding Heathrow Airport. The government insists the third runway there will benefit the whole of the UK and create 100,000 jobs. But Kent's Green MEP Keith Taylor says it's bad news.
With the increase in flights, with the increased risk of air pollution, these are not negotiable things. They are inevitable consequences of virtually doubling the size of the airport.
Transport Secretary Chris Grayling admits there will be a price to pay for the development.
There's no way that you can deliver a project like this without somebody being affected. I really bitterly regret the fact that there are people who are going to be affected. We will make sure that the right compensation and support is in place for them. But sometimes you have to take big decisions in the interest of the nation.
Last week it was revealed Sheerness could be used as an off-site construction base to build parts of the new runway.
KMFM News.
A Canterbury man who died in a powerboat crash at the weekend has been named as Kevin Edmondson. The 53-year-old was killed when his boat flipped and smashed into another during a race at West Bay in Dorset. His co-pilot, Annika Hawthorne, was rescued from the water and isn't thought to be badly hurt. The first firefighter to lead the battle against the Grenfell Tower blaze says he didn't realise the block had cladding when he first arrived. Watch manager Michael Dowdens also told the inquiry into the disaster that it seemed contained in the flat where it started.
My first recollection when I dismounted the appliance and I glanced up to the east elevation of Grenfell Tower and around the fourth floor level I could see an orange glow.
He also says crews had a jet of water on standby in case the flames spread to other parts of the block. A teenager who injured three of his friends in a crash after taking drugs at a Kent festival has been locked up for 18 months. 19-year-old Mason Owens from Liverpool had ketamine, cocaine and MDMA in his system when it happened on the A249 near Maidstone last September. Meantime, a Kent mum whose son died after taking fentanyl is going to go to Parliament later to call for tougher sentences for dealers. 18-year-old Robert Fraser from Deal died in 2016. His mum Michelle is now campaigning for Robert's Law, which is being backed by MP Charlie Elphick, who's managed to get to debate on it later. She says it's encouraging.
I'd like manslaughter charges, but we can't get that because the way the law is, we need to prove intent. Getting them to double the sentences to me was amazing because I thought maybe they'd add a year on, but to get them to actually sit down and talk about possibly doubling the sentences is amazing.
Fentanyl is considered a Class A drug, 50 times stronger than heroin.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
We're just hearing a Kent police officer's been jailed for 13 years after being found guilty of rape and stalking offences. A jury heard Clive Garton, who worked in Sittingbourne, installed listening devices at his victim's home, sent her texts and followed her in his car. The 56-year-old has also asked her to withdraw the claim made to police. A Kent MP has written to the Foreign Secretary calling for President Trump's visit to Britain next month to be cancelled. Canterbury's Rosie Duffield wants Boris Johnson to revoke the invitation after pictures emerged of children being separated from their parents after getting into the US illegally. Donald Trump ended the policy after widespread condemnation. Work's underway in Kent to restore a 73-year-old Spitfire so it can become a permanent memorial to its designer. The aircraft has been moved from Stoke-on-Trent Museum to a factory on Rochester Airfield, where it's being returned to its former glory. Philip Cole from the Medway Aircraft Preservation Society says it's had an interesting past.
It actually appeared in the Battle of Britain film in the late 60s as a static aircraft. After that, it was rebuilt again, repainted again into its correct training squadron colours and presented to the museum at Stoke.
You can watch our video report. We've tweeted it via at KMFM News.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Tennis and Andy Murray still won't commit to playing at Wimbledon next week, despite recording his first win in nearly a year. In his second match since returning from hip surgery, he beat Stan Wawrinka in the first round of the Eastbourne International. And in cricket, Grant Stewart Stewart took 5 wickets for Kent as they reduced Middlesex to 54-9 on the opening day of their championship game at Canterbury. Earlier, the home side, who are currently second in the Division 2 table, had made 241 in their first innings. Play is due to resume in about an hour. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.